This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon the police to convert the challenge posed due to threats like digital frauds, cyber crimes and artificial intelligence, AI technology, into an opportunity. He asked the police to harness the country's strengths in artificial intelligence and aspirational India. Mr. Modi was speaking on the concluding day of All India Conference of Directors General and Inspectors General of Police at Bhubaneswar in Odisha yesterday. The Prime Minister noted that wide-ranging discussions were held during the three-day conference on national and international dimensions of security challenges. He expressed satisfaction on the counter-strategies which emerged from the discussions. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the National Awards for Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities on the International Day of Persons with Disabilities tomorrow. A total of 22 people and 11 institutions will be conferred the National Awards on the occasion. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar will also unveil a number of welfare initiatives for the empowerment of persons with disabilities on the occasion. Minister of State for Railways and Food Processing Industries, Ravneet Singh Bittu, has asked Congress President and Congress MPs to demand CBI investigation into the MSP, which the Punjab farmers have not received. The minister, who was in Jalandhar yesterday to inspect redevelopment of Cantonment Railway Station, said that the centre has already sent 44,000 crore rupees to Punjab as MSP. He asked the Congress to demand CBI inquiry into it from the Prime Minister and other senior BJP leaders and Punjab governor. Uttar Pradesh government has declared the Mahakumbh area in Prayagraj as a new district. The newly formed district will be known as Mahakumbh Mela. The decision was made to streamline the management and administration of the upcoming Kumbh Mela. The intention behind this decision was expressed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath during Magh Mela 2024. The upcoming Mahakumbh, held once every 12 years, is scheduled to begin on January 13 and conclude on February 26, 2025 in Prayagraj. The Mahakumbh is expected to be a milestone in the promotion of Indian culture. India has called for a critical balance between preventing plastic pollution and affecting sustainable development, especially of developing economies. Making an intervention at the final plenary of the fifth session of the Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee in Busan, South Korea, India reiterated the enormity of the challenge of plastic pollution. India's statement noted that this is a difficult task which requires mutual trust and understanding of each other's circumstances. The United Nations Convention to Combat Desertification's 16th Conference of Parties, COP16, will begin today in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. This is for the first time West Asia is hosting this crucial environmental conference. India will join representatives from 197 nations at this milestone event, which coincides with UNCCD's 30th anniversary. Finance Ministry says Unified Payments Interface, UPI, has achieved a milestone, processing nearly 16.58 billion financial transactions in a single month in October this year. UPI processed around 23.49 lakh crore rupees across 16.58 billion financial transactions in October. This marks 45% year-on-year growth as compared to October last year. The total gross goods and services tax GST collections grew 8.5% to over 1.82 lakh crore rupees in November this year as compared to the same month last year. In Tamil Nadu, flood situation is grim and heavy rains lashed Viripuram, Thiruvannamalai, Mayiladuthurai, Vellore and Ranipet districts as Cyclone Fengal is making way through the interior parts of the state on its way to the west coast towards the Arabian Sea. In Thiruvannamalai hills, boulders rolled over, destroying the houses during the night. India beat South Korea 8-1 to top Pool A in the Junior Asia Cup hockey in Muscat, Oman last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.